Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's time to get your ears fucked.
I can't do it. Nope. We'll do it live. Fuck it. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Welcome to Sold Out Cast.
Hey, this is Mike, and you're listening to Sold Out Cast number 169. We're doing it live. Not quite live. I mean, you're not listening to this live. I'm recording it live, but you know, it's not really the same thing. I don't really have a lot. This is one of those episodes where I don't really have a lot to talk about. In fact, I have nothing planned. So who knows? This could go off the rails pretty quick. I know what I could talk about. So last week at the end, I talked about going to the gym and how I needed to like focus more on it. And I needed to stop ruining my progress on the weekends. And I got to say, I did a pretty good job this weekend. Now, pretty good job is, you know, subjective. I did have, you know, kind of out of necessity, eat McDonald's on Saturday. There was a whole thing. We were supposed to go somewhere else. Plans changed. I'll get into that here in a minute, actually. But otherwise, I was really good. And even at McDonald's, you know, in the past, I've been a little really bad and gotten way too much. You know, I stuck it pretty close. I just got, you know, some bare bones stuff, nothing crazy. And then right back on Monday. I think it was Monday. Wait, what the fuck day is it? Is it? Holy shit, it's Tuesday. Then right back yesterday, I went and I really hate going to the gym on Mondays. It's you know, no other day is as busy as it is on Mondays, which is really weird. It's almost as if all these people only go to the gym on fucking Mondays. So it's always goddamn busy. And worse, it was fucking raining and it was storming outside like a fucking torrential downpour. So even more people come to the gym when it's like that because they can't do their shit at home, you know, outside. So it was the double fucking whammy. All right. So there was a million goddamn people in there. It was like the worst game of musical chairs of all fucking time. Just people. And there's no organization either. It wasn't like there was a circle of people and it would just tick around and each person got to use each, you know, free weight machine or whatever. No, it was like as soon as one opened up, you had to fucking run for it and jump on it like a live grenade or else someone else was going to do the same thing. I fucking hate it. Like it just. Monday is the only day where I really have to talk myself into going. It's because of this. It's just insane. And it's not just this gym. I've experienced this at every fucking gym I've ever went to. Mondays are just hellacious. But you got to go because you're probably not going on Sunday. At least I'm not going on Sunday. So you got to go on Monday. Ah, you fuckers. I mean, I guess that's it. I guess I'm part of the problem. I'm part of the fucking problem. Because I also have to go on Mondays. I can't just be like, I'll make it up. I'll go on. No, because I don't go on Sundays. So I have to go. Fuck. I'm part of the problem. I hate that. I don't ever want to be part of the problem. I want to be part of the solution. You know what the solution would be? Buy my own fucking gym equipment and not have to go to a goddamn gym. But, you know, that requires some scratch. That requires, you know, more than I'm capable of generating at this point. And, you know, if I run into a real fucking job, I wouldn't be doing a podcast in the second bedroom of my condo. So on Saturday, the girl has been going crazy for this fucking Power Rangers movie ever since she saw the trailer way back last year. And so finally, oh, by the way, you ever noticed that they never released like a new trailer? It was just the original trailer. Like they didn't want to risk you seeing any more to dissuade you from going to see it. You know, they just showed you some cool shit in the fucking original trailer and they hoped that you would show up. Well, I mean, surprisingly, The first theater you went to was fucking sold out, so maybe it worked. So we were supposed to just go by ourselves, but then we ended up taking two kids with us. You know, just some kids we found on the street, begging on the corner, you know, had their little cups up for change. You know, but we were like, we don't have any money, but you can come see Power Rangers with us. I mean, that's a more fulfilling experience, right? But no, they were my lady's niece and niece's cousin. We got to play parents for a night, audition for the roles, if you will. I used to not want to have kids. I've been married before and, you know, we never really needed kids with my former wife. She didn't want them. I didn't want them. And, I think that was a lot to do with just our relationship. There was really no room for kids, but now I'm very open to it. My girlfriend will one day be an amazing mom, and so I'm much more open to it now than I ever have been before. I'm just not one of those people that needs kids. You know, there's people out there that their entire world depends on procreating and, you know, continuing the line, you know, listening to their hormones. I get that because, you know, the biological chemistry of our brains is fucking amazing. It makes us do everything. So ignoring a major push by your brain to procreate isn't easy, I think, for a lot of people. And once they have those kids, you know those people. Maybe you're one of those people. Suddenly your world is your kids. Your fucking hobbies go away. Your job takes more of your life up because you got to make more money. You know, every conversation you have with your significant other is about the kids. You know, it's suddenly the relationship no longer is about the parents. It's just about the kids. And I think that just leads to a bad relationship, which then leads to divorce, which means that the kid is worse off. So I really think that, you know, married or whatever, you don't have to be married. Fucking couples out there that have kids, don't lose track. Your kids are just there for your amusement. All right. They're not there to be the main fucking event. The main event is you and your other, and that's it. And you're just dragging the kid along with you and hoping that they don't turn out to be like a serial killer. Because let's face it, some kids are born just rotten eggs. This is the way it is. They're going to ruin some lives, and the most you can hope for is to teach them enough so that maybe they don't kill some people along the way. You know, just emotional destruction, not physical destruction. But for the most part, kids are blank fucking slates. They become what you want them to become if you take it seriously. If you are a hard ass, I mean, by hard ass, I don't mean like a fucking drill sergeant. I just mean like you set up rules and you hold them to the rules and you follow through with it. As long as you fucking follow, if you know, I see it all the goddamn time at a fucking store, a kid is misbehaving. The mom goes, "You better stop that or I'm going to put your toy back." That's not how it fucking works. First of all, they never fucking put the toy back, ever. The toy never goes back. And if they do, it's 10 times worse. Because now you're taking it from that kid. Here's an idea. You only give them the fucking toy afterward, after they've been good throughout the store. And yeah, it's going to take a couple times, but eventually the kid's going to learn, I need to behave in the fucking store, and then I'll get something. Okay? And then over time, you fucking ration down the goddamn toys, and eventually, they're just fucking good in the store. It's not hard. It's not fucking rocket science, people. Alright? It's basic psychology on how the fucking mind works. And you know what? It's okay to acknowledge the fact that you can train kids just like you fucking train dogs. It's not hard to understand. Jesus Christ! I don't even have fucking kids. Why do I get this? And people with kids don't get it. So anyway, the movie, Power Rangers. Oh, just for the record. And this isn't a spoiler. I'm just confirming that at one point, when shit's going down, suddenly you hear, "Go, go, Power Rangers! Mighty Morphin Power Rangers!" Yeah, I mean, they totally works it in. The movie itself is just, it's not cheesy. That's the thing. I thought they were going to go super cheesy. Now, there was a decent amount of humor throughout, which really helped, but There wasn't any cheese, which I was very surprised. Considering the fucking source material, I mean, come on. So I'm not really a big, I barely remember Power Rangers. I never watched them when I was a kid. I remember it came on early in the morning before school. There was also Garfield and Friends. We're ready to potty. We're ready to potty. We're ready. There was also boom, bam, boom, bam. Welcome to the land that's way on and down under. The sky is always yellow, rain or shine. Got to Tasmania, come to Tasmania. And then the Power Rangers would come on. And I, like I said, I don't really remember much about it because that by then I was like out the fucking door. I didn't really enjoy it. I think there's also a Transformers cartoon. Like all of them were dinosaurs or something. I'm not sure. The shows from then that I remember well are ones that had really fucking cool theme songs, like Tasmania, Garfield and Friends, Thundercats, amazing. So anyway, what I do remember from Power Rangers is they, you know, they're different colors. You got the red, you got the blue, you got the black, you got the yellow, the pink, and the green. In the movie, there are only the five because, well, technically there is a Green Ranger there, but you know, you'll see. If you go watch it, you'll see. But it's not who you think it is. But then, at the end, there is, of course, a post-credit scene. And it's back in detention, and the teacher looks up, and he's like taking attendance, and he says, Tommy Oliver, and it shows a desk with a green jacket, and he's not there. And I swear to fucking God, from behind, like two rows behind me, I just heard this guy go, oh, yeah. Like, what? Really? Sit the fuck. Be a goddamn, Ellis, I get it. But be a man, all right? I get that you're excited. I get that this is part of your childhood. But be a fucking man. Contain that shit. Hold it down. Push it down. Keep it deep inside where it belongs. Don't fucking... Because they revealed that, I guess, in a potential sequel, the fucking Green Ranger is going to show up. And you're just going to cream your fucking... You're just going to cream your jeans in a whole goddamn theater of people over that. I mean, come on, man. Okay, but anyway. As far as the movie goes, it was okay. It was enjoyable. The lady really liked it. The kids seemed to like it. Not being a Power Rangers... You know, it's not part of my childhood, so there wasn't like nostalgia there. So just as a movie, it's, you know, a 6 out of 10. It's not horrible. It's not bad. There are some funny moments throughout. You just got to get past the ridiculousness of it. The fact that they went really serious was interesting. I don't know if it would have been better if they would have accepted the ridiculousness of it and just went pure cheeseball. But they didn't. This is what you got. Like I said, 6 out of 10, I'd say go see it, especially if you can go on like a $5 Tuesday or a matinee. Okay, so that's like all I got. let's take a trip around the internet and see if we can find something else going on. Let's go to ye old Facebook over in the trending news feed, because, you know, that's a great source of information, right? What just people happen to be fucking talking about on Facebook. Okay, let's see here. What the... Dick Cheney, is he dead? Did they finally kill him off? Did his culto tank finally run out and he's just withering away? Oh, hold on. Cheney says Russian meddling in U.S. election, possibly an act of war. Well, fucking shocker. He's probably got 10 companies lined up waiting to take advantage of a possible fucking war between us. The war between us and fucking Russia. War that's been building... since the 1940s. Where's Halliburton at? They already got a fucking platform building in fucking Sochi. Oh my God. Why is this guy? Seriously. Anytime I see really old people like this that have just gobs of money and they somehow manage to get a fucking like transplant, like he's got a heart transplant. Fucking Steve Jobs got like 20 fucking livers over like 5 years. Now, for the record, I don't really disagree with him. I mean, but I also don't want to go to war with a country that has actually more fucking nuclear weapons than we do. I mean, seriously, this idea that each of us having fucking nuclear weapons is a deterrent. I really don't think so. I think it's just a matter of can we get the drop on him? Can we somehow sneak it in the middle of the night and take it all out? And then Vladimir Putin can ride a fucking grizzly bear around fucking Red Square and declare it National Sambo Day and fucking drink vodka until the fucking entire nation just falls in a drunken stupor. And, you know, he can rule from the top of the sender. Fucking Dick Cheney. I mean, seriously, the guy is a fucking cyborg, which, you know, some people always compare him to Darth Vader because of it, but he's not Darth Vader because there's no mask. You can't rip off the top layer of his skin and reveal a nicer, kinder Dick Cheney. It just doesn't exist. He's like your worst nightmare for a grandpa. Like, I don't understand. I'm sure his grandkids don't care. Like, they're not aware of just how terrible a human being he is. You know, they look up at him with those doe fucking eyes and just, granddad. And they don't understand that the entire time that he's like bouncing him on the knee, he's thinking about how when this little Johnny Cheney turns 18 years old, Dick's going to transfer his fucking consciousness into his grandchild's body and fucking live on and take the reins of a fucking another national nightmare and start wars. And that's all he's doing. He's just cultivating bodies to jump into, to fucking quantum leap into and live eternal, creating destruction and making money. That's it. That's his plot. All right, let's do some advertising real quick. Do you like toilet paper? Are you like me and you hate that roll that you never end up using it because it's all the work. You got to take it off. You got to push it in. You got to put the toilet paper on there. Then you got to jimmy it into the holder. Everyone hates it. Everyone just ends up putting the toilet paper on the back of the toilet, or just they set it on top of the little spool thing. And that's about as far as it gets. And that's why you should check out the TP Keepy. The TP Keepy is an awesome new toilet paper holder that you can load and use with just one hand. No more awkward fumbling, searching for the loose end. Sophisticated, stylish design, and boss functionality. It is kickstarting now. Just search TP Keepy, that's TPKEEPY, on Kickstarter and get yours right now. Okay, what else we got? Bill O'Reilly mocks Democrat Maxine Waters for wearing James Brown wig. Okay, first of all, Maxine Waters is one of those old Democrats. And by old, I don't mean age. I just mean that she's been around the old party Democrats that are part of the fucking problem with the Democratic Party. So I'm not going to pretend like I have a lot of sympathy for Maxine Waters. But let's take a listen. Let's see what he says.
When we fight against this president, and we point out how dangerous he is for this society and for this country, we're fighting for the democracy. We're fighting for America. We're saying to those who say they're patriotic, but they turned a blind eye to the destruction that he's about to cause this country. You're not nearly as patriotic as we are.
So what does that mean, Bill? We've been listening all morning. We cannot.
I didn't hear a word she said. I was looking at the James Brown wig.
If we have a picture of James, it's the same.
It's the same one.
No,
right.
And okay.
He's not using it anymore.
I got to defend her on that.
You guys are all wrong about this.
To defend her on that. You can't go after a woman's looks. I think she's very attractive.
But I didn't say she wasn't attractive.
Her
I love
pretty.
James Brown. But it's the same hair James
exactly.
Brown, or the godfather of soul, had.
So he had girl hair.
Whatever it is, I just couldn't get by it. You're all wrong about Maxine Waters. Number one, she's a sincere individual. Whatever she says, she believes. She's not a phony, all right?
That's right.
And that's old school, all right?
Speaking of old school, you got this new book coming out.
So
Speaking of old school, we can't have you fucking, like, giving a compliment to a Democrat. Like, I said, interrupt here and try to fucking derail it. Jesus fucking Christ. You know, fucking Frocks and Friends, man. This is why you shouldn't trust. One of the top reasons why you shouldn't trust a fucking thing Donald Trump says is because his favorite fucking show is peddled by a couple fucking retards and a revolving blonde that they change out every 6 months. I mean, it's literally the worst news program on TV. And I'm not trying to be divisive just because it's on Fox News. And clearly, I'm not the typical viewer of that channel. I do watch Fox News, though, because I do believe in taking information from all sources. But not Fox and Friends. It's fucking bullshit, motherfuckers. God damn it. It's horrible. Steve fucking Doocy is the fucking Antichrist of news. And all they've done is built an audience full of idiots that believe every goddamn fucking thing that these two morons say. They just sit at home in their chair, just nodding up and down. They say what I think, so they believe it. They don't want to be challenged with factual information. They just want two fucking dolts to sit up there and just parrot back what's already in their fucking brain. Oh, and as far as like Bill O'Reilly, yeah, I mean, I can see why he's in a hot water, because there is sort of like an unwritten rule that you can't criticize, especially joking about women or minorities, and Maxine is a black woman, so it's a fucking, again, a double whammy. So yeah, I could see why he's in trouble, but really, what did he say that's so bad? Her hair is very 70s funky. I guess it's because, I don't know, she doesn't have like twisties or a fucking afro. She has that style of hair. I doubt it's a wig. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm going to get in trouble. He's going to get me in trouble like through the fucking internet. Actually, I don't really give two shits. I don't, fuck it. It kind of does look like James Brown wig. It kind of does. I could see it. I could see why he's making the joke. And he's on Fox and Friends, okay? He's not on a fucking hard news show. He's on Fox and Friends with two morons and a nameless blonde. And it's supposed, all they do is make horrible jokes the entire fucking, and by horrible, I don't mean out of bad taste. I just mean bad jokes that aren't funny, except to, again, those people who sit at home like, they say what I think. But then he turns around, and like I said, he's about to say some really nice things about her, and Steve's got to jump in like, oh, hold on, let's talk about your fucking book. Let me stroke your fucking cock and maybe you'll stop talking about Maxine Waters in a positive fucking light. Bill Riley, this is nothing. Bill Riley is the guy that had an atheist on his show, and the atheist said there's no proof that gods exist. And Bill Riley's amazing comeback is, tides go in, tides go out. You can't explain that. There's people who are watching that and going, yeah, you can't explain it. No, just because you don't know the fucking answer doesn't mean that it's some great mystery of the universe. And then he had to defend his comments, and his defense was basically, you can't explain it because the moon and the oceans are supernatural creations, and that's why. It wasn't science. There's no science that can explain it. You just see this big giant ball in the sky, and that must, and you know, we have no idea how it works. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Spider-Man Homecoming. Well, the new Spider-Man Homecoming trailer looks just delightful. I will say it was before the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and I thought it got me interested. And I'm not a Spider-Man guy. I personally don't care for the character. I don't like the whole high school, you know, aspect of it. It's just something that I never really got. But the new trailer really pulled me in. And of course, this, you know, I believe in it a little bit more than I did in the past. But I mean, the Amazing Spider-Man movies are trash. They're just horrible, overdone bullshit. And, you know, when you go back to the first trilogy with Tobey fucking Maguire, the first two were pretty decent. The second one, I thought, was the better one out of the two. And the third one, of course, is bad. You know, it's just fucking emo Spider-Man the entire time. Which just leave it to Sam fucking Raimi to ruin Venom, you know? But yeah, I liked the trailer. It kind of hooked me a little bit. I liked Michael Keaton. I just thought it was pretty. Who? What the fuck is this? Patrick Betty reviews Spider-Man 2. Who the fuck does this? Who? I mean, seriously, who just sits in their house and records themselves reviewing a movie trailer? I mean, come on. What kind of Oh yeah, I'm not reviewing a movie trailer. I'm just telling you that I'm interested in the movie now. And you know, maybe you will be too. Maybe you just go on YouTube and check out the trailer. I'm not going to fucking sit here and play it and review it for you. You know, form your own opinions. Don't let me give you opinions. Like, don't let me tell you what you should think. Go on YouTube, watch that trailer your own fucking self, all right? Come up with your own opinions. Challenge your brain, okay? Hold on for a second. Let me check out this Patrick Betty reviews. Let's see here. How the fuck does this guy get fucking featured on Facebook? He's got 49 goddamn followers. I never get fucking featured on Facebook. I didn't get fucking featured on anything. And I'm like, you know, a D-list Twitter celebrity at this point. Whose cock did he have to suck to get featured on the trending topic for Spider-Man Homecoming trailer? Mark Zuckerberg's. That's probably whose. He probably sucked Mark Zuckerberg's cock. Speaking of fucking like social networks and shit like that, did you fucking see the fucking Senate voted straight down party line to roll back the FCC's ability to prevent companies like AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, all of these internet service providers, keeping them from tracking your usage on the internet and selling it off to advertisers. 50 fucking Republicans right down the line. And, you know, the Democrats didn't filibuster. I know they can't filibuster everything. But this is a pretty fucking big deal. And the only people that my favorite thing about, you know, I say favorite, but, you know, the thing I can find at least a little bit of cynical humor in is that anytime the Republicans do something like this, they always say that it is because regulation stifles innovation. And by doing this, we somehow free the consumer to have better products. It's not fucking about that. It's all it's about is to allow service providers to make money off your search history and the things that you do on the internet. And that's it. That's all it's about. And you can make the argument one way or another whether that's okay or not, but that's not the argument they want to make. The argument they want to make is that this is somehow good for business, and because we're the party for business, we're the party that cares about, you know, small businesses like Comcast and Verizon. You know, that's who we care about. We just want to protect them. Whatever. Fuck you. I would just so much appreciate it if they were just fucking honest, if they were just outright and said, we believe that Verizon should be able to track what you do through their network because they own the network, and then they should be able to choose what to do with that data. That data. I don't know why I said data. That with that data. That period. If they, I mean, I completely disagree with that, but if they were at least honest about it, I could respect that. This I can't fucking respect. This bullshit. I can't respect it. This fucking end around nonsense that they pull, where they just pretend like, oh, I'm doing it. I told myself before I even started this episode, I'm going to try to stay out of politics because I've fucking railed against politics for the last fucking two episodes. And I kind of wanted to take a break, but I can't do it because it's just fucking the shit that's happening these days is even more fucked up than the 8 years where Congress and the Senate refused to do a job just because they didn't want the president to get anything done that he could like point at and say, I did this. No, they never wanted it for 8 years. How fucked up is that? They just sat with their fucking arms crossed and said, nope. And anytime a bill was presented by a Democrat, Mitch McConnell would shoot up out of his seat. Objection! President of the Senate would look over and say, the floor recognizes the honorable senator from Kentucky.
Mr. President, I reserve the right to object because I must return home and continue my search for Hannibal Lecter.
Motion defeated. Or return to his shell because, you know, he's a fucking sea turtle and just drift off back to the Galapagos. I live in Louisville, so he is unfortunately one of my senators, and my other senator is Rand fucking Paul, so it sucks either way. Rand Paul is one of those guys who, like, 50% of the time says things that you're like, okay. I mean, yeah, I belong to the other party, but you're kind of making sense here. And then the other 50% of the time, just like his dad, says fucking off the wall bullshit that makes you like fucking immediately like, okay, this guy's crazy. And he actually believes that there's a secret plot to merge the United States, Canada, Mexico. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it just sucks because he does make a lot of sense. And that means that there's a lot of hope that he could help stem the tide of ridiculousness. But then he goes and says stupid shit like that. And it's just, shut the fuck up. Okay, I gotta stop talking about politics. Friday, I get to have a fucking tube put in my right ear for months now. I've had this problem with pressure in my right ear, and it's driving me crazy. I'm just constantly popping my fucking ears to make it feel normal. And then five fucking seconds later, it just goes back in and just pulls my eardrum like the inside of a spoon. So I'm going to go get tubes put in, and I'm just awaiting something horrible to happen because that's my fucking luck. I'll end up like that character from Nightmare on Elm Street 6 with the fucking Q-tip jabbed in his goddamn ear. Speaking of horror movies, I just saw the new trailer for It just dropped today. Much better than the fucking last one. The last one just looked like some asshole on the internet made it. This one actually, it showed a decent amount of footage. It showed Georgie with his little fucking sailboat and Pennywise shoot up underneath the fucking under the sewer. And you don't hear him say anything. I'm just in my head. I'm just like, hi, Georgie. Aren't you gonna say hello? So yeah, that looks good. I'm actually looking forward to it now. I got nothing else. Like, seriously, this was like the worst weekend to build up shit to talk about. So I think I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. I hope you guys have a good week. I hope you make some bad decisions this weekend. Everyone should make at least one bad decision every weekend. I think that's how you stay alive. That's how you keep it going. If you're successful all the time, if you make all the right decisions, that gets fucking boring. And the next thing you know, you're just wasting away in your fucking mansion, just sitting in your fucking pajamas, just waiting for fucking death to take you. No, you need the missteps. You need the stumbles. You need the falls. That way, when you get up, you know how much it means to you. And there you go. There's my Jerry Springer final thought for the week. All right, I'm out. Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.